The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Hello and welcome to Shannon's Corner. I think that is the wrong bumper music for us, but we appreciate it anyway. It is very dramatic and certainly gets all of our attention. Anyway, welcome to Shannon's Corner, and I hope you're doing well today. It is a little bit of a gloomy day out there, so that is good because you can stay right where you are and listen to us today. We are going to talk about looking good, which is always an important topic. I would say to every woman out there, and probably half of the men, if not all of them, if they're honest and admit it. But one of the things we're going to talk about today, which I'm really excited about, my guest, we're going to talk about plastic surgery, which is not your old mother's plastic surgery. It's not what it was 20 years ago. It really is different, very accessible, not as invasive, and I think much more affordable. So we're going to learn all about that today. As I said, I'm really, really pleased to have my guest here today, Dr. Theodore Dichtaban. He's a renowned, highly specialized plastic surgeon, and he does minimally invasive surgical techniques, which I love. He is also one of the top New York doctors and the best, one of the best plastic surgeons in New York. And I want to welcome Dr. Theodore Dichtaban to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
I am doing just fine, Shannon. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm very excited about you and having you here to talk to us and our listeners about some of the things you do. Two of the things I think are really fascinating that you do. One of them is your transformation vacation. I think this is such a brilliant idea, which we're going to talk about in a bit. And also something called cellulase. And that I want to talk about. And also I want to talk about some of the injectables, because I know everybody's interested. But first, I want to ask you, what is cellulase?
Cellulase is the new craze, and it makes cellulite, which was once considered untreatable, to be now treatable with a one-time, minimally invasive procedure.
Wow, because I always thought that, too. I mean, I think every woman has thought there's nothing you can do about that sort of cottage cheese stuff on your legs.
I mean, what you can do in the past, at best, would be temporary. But the lotions, the potions, the heating devices, whether they vacuum up the skin and try to massage it, basically they would create a little bit of swelling that would temporarily make it look a little better. And I don't think most of the companies ever would espouse the fact that they were permanent. But this device gets to the anatomy, and that's the key. As a surgeon, you're always saying, okay, what is the anatomy? How can I modify it? And can I modify it safely, consistently, and effectively? And right now, this device takes care of all three of those parameters.
Is there certain people that can do it more so than others? Do you have to have a good amount of cellulite? Do you have to be of a certain age? I mean, does it work as well for somebody at 30 with cellulite as somebody at 60?
60, the skin elasticity is going to be more compromised than someone at 30. So in general, for most of the procedures that we do, whether it's surgical or non-surgical, the better the skin tone. So think of your skin as fabric. And as the fabric is younger, it has more contraction to it. As a fabric, as let's say you have a garment that just kind of gets stretched out, by putting it in the dryer to maybe shrink it, you may get a little bit of contraction of those, let's say, cotton fibers in the pair of jeans. Your skin is very much the same way. A lot of the non-surgical modalities, not just for cellulite, for facial skin tightening, they're really trying to capitalize on heat. Will your skin contract with heat? Not everyone's skin's going to contract, just like not all the clothing that you put in the dryer will contract the way you would like it to.
So some people are better candidates for this than others.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's probably, as you say, true with everything. And that's with the cellulase. But how about with things like injectables? Because I know that every woman listening that has not had any injectables always think that that's probably a good first step and very accessible for most people because it's easy and inexpensive. Is that true?
It's definitely easy and straightforward to do. It's an office procedure. And one thing about fillers which I like is that you can put in a very small amount, have the patient take a look with their mirror, and they can say, you know what, that's just as much as I want. That's one procedure you can do with the patient's immediate feedback. Everything
else,
very important.
Yeah.
And on, you know, and when I start to talk to patients about fillers, there's a lot, let's say, of negative media attention, because you see a lot of, I hate to say, a lot of these Hollywood stars that look overfilled.
They do.
And it puts me on the defensive, because I say, why don't we do some fillers? And if the one area that really triggers the patient's look, that the eyes start to, you know, kind of bulge, they kind of pull back from me, is some women lose a lot of volume in their lips. And as soon as I say, why don't we consider some volumization in the lips, they look at me as if like, I don't want to look like whoever they saw on TV.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's a few of those women that are like, oh, my God, you know, we really don't want to look like that. And we do think that that's what's going to happen. I would think the same thing. So you're saying you can do it really a little bit so that we just look better but not done?
You do it incrementally, and the patient, as we're doing it, can say, I typically do one side. Let's say I'm doing the upper lip. I'll do one side very conservatively, hold up the mirror, and they look and go, oh, wow, I like it. And then all of a sudden, now they're engaged. I'll do the other side, and then we start to tweak it a little bit. Would you like a little bit here? So now they trust me, and then we go a little bit, and that's it.
See, that is so much more reasonable than going, laying on a table, you know, and being put out and getting cut up. I mean, you know, facelifts used to be, as you know better than I, really, really invasive, any procedure you did. So what you're saying is you can really start small and watch it as you go along. Now, is that good enough? And what happens when you want a full facelift?
Well, full facelift, once again, it's a question of the aesthetic eye. You know, when you pull too tight, you're going to look artificial. The scars are not going to heal as well. So in general, not just with facelifts, my approach, and I've been doing this a long time, my approach is you don't want to overdo it. I pretty much either get it right on, you know, hit the nail right on the head, or I tend to be on the conservative side.
Now that's good.
It just seems to be the way it just turns out with my hands, my judgment, and when I think I'm at the end point.
Well, that's good for all of us women, because nobody really, everybody wants to look better, but nobody wants to look really done, right?
Correct.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I mean, I think that I love your approach, and I'm sure all our listeners do too, because you feel a little safe. You can go in, do a little bit, kind of take the first little step, see how it likes. With fillers, for example, I know there's different kinds. Some last a few months and some last longer?
They come in different consistencies. And that's going to also dictate the feel, because there's certain fillers that are a little thicker that I would never use, let's say, in the lip or around the eyes. There are those same fillers that are a little thicker I would love to use in the cheek, because the cheek skin is thick, it's heavy, and a thicker material there will hold up and not be detectable, where around the eyes and the lips, you have to use something very, very forgiving. So you're always looking at cost. You're looking at the area in terms of its sensitivity, thinness of the skin, bruisability. And you're also looking about how much volume. So if you need a lot of volume, there's certain fillers that I would use which are more cost-effective than those that that it would be too prohibitively of a cost.
Okay. So somebody's listening to us and they want to go in and they want to have a consultation with you. By the way, everybody, if you're listening and you're at home, or if you're in the car when you get home, just go to Shannon's Corner. We have a direct link to Dr. Dichterman's website. So somebody could just call up and make an appointment and obviously do a consultation. And if you're far away, as I mentioned before, you have something called your transformation vacation. I think this is a brilliant idea. Explain to us what that is.
Well, a lot of people now are on the internet. So someone like myself or other doctors' profiles will come up, you know, on a search. And people will, you know, find something that, let's say, if they come to my website, something's appealing. They, you know, we make arrangements you know, to accommodate them. We can start off with, you know, taking a look at photos now. They can send us, you know, representative photos so we can have basically kind of like a virtual consultation. And when the time comes, if they're from out of town, then we help them with all of the logistics, whether it's a hotel, dining, do you need a nurse to stay with you overnight? We time the vacation and, I mean, the transportation along with medical clearance if you need it, if you don't have a doctor. So all of that gets coordinated, you know, to try and make the experience, you know, as smooth as can be.
And so they can kind of say to their friends they're going away for a few weeks, and when they come back, they look fabulous, and it's kind of like, wow, you had a great vacation sort of thing, right?
That's the response you want. You want someone to say, gee, you look really rested. Did you change your hair or do your makeup? Or that's the kind of response where you say you look refreshed without looking overdone.
Now, it used to be, and I know because I was a stylist for years in the city, and I understand how it used to be that people looked very pulled when they had plastic surgery. Now I'm going back 20 years ago. That's not the case anymore, right? People can just look really rested and great, and no one can notice it. I mean, notice that it's actually plastic surgery, right?
You know, Shannon, I don't know how to give that pulled look. Think of the face as fabric again. I don't know how to drape the fabric of your face in such a way that you get that windswept look. It just, I go on the conservative side. So instead of hearing, Doc, you pulled me way too tight and my scars have either thickened or widened, I may hear to the contrary, you know, Doc, you could have gotten a little tighter here. And maybe that little wrinkle could have been ironed out a little bit better. I can live with that.
Right.
As opposed to overdoing it, because you can't reverse it. When they're pulled too tight, you cannot reverse it.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And I think everybody would rather have a little bit of wrinkles, a little bit of normal looking. Nobody wants to look like, Joan Rivers is wonderful. I used to know her. She's a wonderful person. She's very funny. But nobody really wants to look that pulled and that plastic surgery in real life, right?
I mean, I agree with you. She gets away with it for who she is and the role that she plays on on TV and any of the you know, cable shows. She gets away with it. She makes light of it.
Mm-hmm. But that's not the average person. And obviously, that's not plastic surgery anymore, which is really exciting. I mean, I say all the time, after 40, it's maintenance and repair. And being able to now go and do little repairs here and there, fix a little bit of this, fix a little bit of that, tweak a little bit of this, we can look good well into our 60s, 70s, and 80s, right?
I agree with you 100%. The non-surgical treatment modalities, because I've been in practice a long time. If you started aging, it would always be, come back to me when you need a facelift. Those days are gone. Okay. There's so much you can do now to tweak someone, to make them look relaxed. If you're in the hands of someone, you know, who has an aesthetic judgment, is not going to push too much in the way of fillers, not going to rush you into a facelift prematurely. There's so many modalities that you can choose from, and I love it. It makes the consultation longer.
Right.
On the other hand, you have to put all the options on, because not everyone's going to want to, let's say, have surgery. On the other hand, there'll be some people that say, you know what, I don't want to waste my time with this device that may or may not heat my skin. I'd rather go have the surgery. I trust you, and take it from there.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is different. I mean, I know a lot of people that would just rather have the surgery. I, on the other hand, would rather start small. And I'm getting to that point where I'm really ready. Your website is full of wonderful stuff. I mean, really lots of information. So I highly suggest everyone goes there and then just they can call and make a consultation, right?
Correct.
Or do it online.
They can do either one. Call. I don't know if I can give you the number to the office.
Absolutely.
The number is 212-988.
Uh-huh.
5656.
Okay.
The website is www.drdiktaban.com.
Okay, and as
and
I said,
any of your, and just one last thing, if any of your listeners, you know, mention that they were on the show, just speak to either Jackie or May at my office, and mention the show, and we'll give you a complimentary consultation.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. Okay, I'll make sure I put that on the website as well. Well, thank you very much. I thank you for all our listeners. So everybody, definitely give a call. Go to his website. Again, it's all on Shannon's Corner through WTBQ. There's a direct link right there. Dr. Dichtman, I thank you so much for joining us today. You were really full of great information. I can't wait till I'm ready, and I'm going to be right there.
Okay, love to have you, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right, everybody, we have to take a break. And again, that's Jackie and May, if you want to call his office, which is on Shannon's Corner. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about looking good, and we're going to talk about your eyelashes. So stay where you are. We'll be back in just a few here on WTVQ.